Conversation 1. Good morning. Safe House Insurance. My name is Paul. How can I help you today?
Morning. I wouldn't say that is good from where I am standing. This is Miss Wilson, and this is the third time I've called this week since receiving your letter about our insurance claim. I'm getting a little fed up with my calls about my claim being completely disregarded.
Miss Wilson, thank you for calling back. Can I take some details to help me look at your claim?
It's Miss May Wilson of 15 South Sea Road in Cornwall, and the details are that our village was extensively flooded 2 months ago. The entire ground floor of our cottage was submerged in water, and 5 of us have been living in a caravan ever since. You people are still withholding the money we are entitled to over a bizarre technical detail, and it's not acceptable, Paul.
Miss Wilson, according to the notes on your account, the bizarre technical detail that you mentioned refers to the fact that you hadn't paid house insurance the month before the incident.
That money left our account, and now that you should be paying out, you are suddenly saying that you didn't receive it on time. I'm really skeptical about this claim.
The contract does say that any missed payment in a year will affect the terms and conditions of the insurance contract and may affect claims. Of course, I can pass you on to my manager to talk to you more about this.
I've already spoken to him, and you can tell him I'm furious now, and that your company has a lawsuit on its hands. You will be hearing from my lawyer. Goodbye.
Question 1. What is the woman complaining about? Question 2. What is the problem the woman's family encountered? Question 3. What has caused the so-called bizarre technical detail, according to the man? Question 4. What does the woman say she will do at the end of the conversation?